Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. Again. And as I promised last week, we would get into point number five. Let me get this right. Point number six, which is Ezekiel supplicates of the book of Ezekiel. Let's turn there and read that this evening. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, that is, while the destroyers, the ones with the slaughter weapons in their hands, were slaying them that were not marked for salvation, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Remember when we began this vision, chapter 8, that it's a vision. Ezekiel was caught up by the Spirit, in the Spirit, taken by the hand, and led to Jerusalem, to the temple, to the gate, and beheld all the abominations that were there in the land. And chapter 9 is just a continuation of that vision, but another aspect of the vision. He says, while they were slaying them, and I was left, I fell upon my face. Make observation here. How sensitive Ezekiel was of God's mercy to him. Did you see that in that statement there? While they were slaying them, and I was left. I was left. He's stating God was merciful to him, as he was to all those who were marked. And Ezekiel was not one of them to be slain. This was his vision that he was beholding. It wasn't yet happening, but it was about to happen. And I was left. Certainly, there had to be rejoicing in his heart because of the mercy of God, did there not? Maybe even he thought of Moses and the children of Israel song from the book of Exodus in chapter 15. Turn with me there to the book of Exodus in chapter 15 and look with me as we read, beginning with verse 11. It said, this is their song. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallow them up. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Here they're singing about the mercy of the Lord. Yes, the judgment of God in destroying the Egyptians in the Red Sea, but sparing them, merciful and sparing them. I think Ezekiel here in our text tonight recognizes the mercy of God. He said, I was left. You might say, why did you spare me, Lord? That's mercy. Listen, we that are saved, we that love God, we that love the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we're sinners. We know that we deserve death. We deserve hell. Praise God for His mercy. Praise God for His mercy. But God, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He was spared. Ezekiel was spared when so many all around, I don't know how many thousands, I don't know how many millions, so many all around were cut off, were destroyed by the destroyers. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalms in chapter 91. Psalms 91, and we'll read several verses here. Beginning with verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now notice what he's saying. He that abideth in the secret place of the Most High. Are you abiding there? Are you in His hand? Are you in His heart? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Where is our trust? Is it in God? Or is it in the government? Is it in the government to provide PPE? If you don't know what that is, personal protective equipment. Respirators? Is your trust in the physicians? Is it in the doctors? Is it in God?
Amen.
Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. From the snare of the fowler. You know, the bird watchers with the bird net trying to catch the birds. Most bird watchers aren't trying to catch them. But there were bird followers, bird catchers. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, and for the arrow that flieth by day. Are you afraid? Are you afraid of this virus? Are you afraid of getting it? Huh, sure, I don't want to get it. And I'm not going out there and throwing myself in front of somebody that looks sick. But my trust is in God.
Amen.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Notice the thousands that are going to be falling all around him. Well, that fits Ezekiel's day, does it not? but it shall not come nigh thee.
Praise God.
Wow. Praise God. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Chapter 19. Look at what righteous Lot said in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis. Sodom and Gomorrah, no cities being about to be destroyed. Genesis 19 and in verse 19, he said, "Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight." Surely Ezekiel said, "I found grace in your sight, Lord. Hey, I mean, you've taken me by the hand and you're showing me this great vision of all that you're proposing to do to Jerusalem and to the land about." "And thou hast magnified thy mercy." You see, Lot is confessing here, I deserve your judgment, huh? I deserve to be destroyed with them. But God was merciful and delivered him out of Sodom and Gomorrah, "which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life." You see, he recognized the mercies of God in sparing his life. Now, all the thousands of Sodom and Gomorrah and those cities were perishing. Even his wife perished. Turn with me to the book of Micah. Book of Micah in chapter 7. Micah chapter 7, and look with me at verse 18. "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgressors of the remnant of his heritage?" See, he was passing by a remnant in Jerusalem in Ezekiel's day. Did he not? What were those that one clothed in linen with the writer's inkhorn at his side? What were those that he marked? There were those that he marked that not be destroyed. There was a remnant that was spared, but retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. That's why he spared the remnant. That's why he spared Ezekiel. He delighted in mercy, because Ezekiel found grace, found favor in his sight. Surely he is speaking as one having escaped the wrath of God, recognizing the great abominations that are there in the land of Jerusalem and the land around about. And yes, even some of those that had gone already had gone captive into Babylon. Ezekiel with those that had gone captive into Babylon. Now, God's destruction coming on those remaining in Jerusalem, except a remnant. A remnant that shall flee into the other parts of the world, and the sword will follow them there. But nonetheless, they receive God's mercy. Surely, he is speaking as one that recognized that he has escaped the wrath of God
I was left. Left. Not destroyed, but left.
Certainly, he attributes it to God's goodness, to God's compassion, to His mercy. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs in chapter 14. Book of Proverbs in chapter 14. Verse 22. Do they not err that devise evil? Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. Amen. Well, what's that saying? It's saying mercy to those that devise good. In other words, they're devising good, but they're deserving of punishment even though they're doing good. Hopefully the we that are saved are doing good and that we're striving to do the works of the Lord. We're striving to be pleasing to Him. We're striving to obey His commands and His precepts that He's given to us. All the while, we're deserving of death and hell.
God is merciful to us. Furthermore, His mercies are new every morning, are they not? Turn with me to the book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 21. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. What is he recalling? Well, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Because God is faithful.
Amen.
He's faithful to His people. He's faithful to His.
His mercies to us are new every morning.
To us that seek, to us that strive to do that which is pleasing in His sight, striving to bring honor and glory and praise unto His name. Turn with me back to the book of Psalms again in the 31st chapter. The 31st chapter of the book of Psalms. Verse 19, this we read, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, that stand in awe and reverence and tremble at the holy God, holy and righteous and just God. He is, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of man." Oh, how great is His goodness.
Amen.
How great is His mercy to us. Do we recognize that His mercies are with us every day? Are we aware of it? Are we aware of it when we sin? And we continue on? Do we stop and say, "Oh, thank you, Lord, for being merciful to me? Forgive me of my sin, for I have sinned against you." Do we recognize God's mercy present with us, ever present with us? Turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 2, a verse that we've looked at, it seems like, several times of late. But he says this in verse 4, after giving us a horrendous outlook, we would say, upon the unsaved round about us here in the United States of America today. And many times we stand and oh, how terrible, and we stand in judgment of them. And he said in verse 1, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. We're guilty of sin. Just like the woman taken in adultery, and they brought her to Jesus, and he said, let him that without sin cast the first stone. And they looked up and he said, woman, where art thine accusers? They'd all laughed.
When we're standing in judgment with someone because of their sins, who do we think we are? We ought to have a heart of compassion and be merciful to them and pray for them. Verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You see? Maybe, just maybe, God, in his goodness, in his long suffering, in his forbearance, will be to lead them to repentance likewise. You see? God's mercy. Look with me at chapter 11 of Romans. Romans chapter 11. Verse 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Severity? But toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. You see? They were cut off. Israel was cut off for a time. He still has a remnant. You go back to the first part of chapter 11 there. He still has a remnant. Yes. But Israel by and large, has been cut off until the fullness of the Gentiles become in, which the fullness of the Gentiles is the goodness of God to us Gentiles. Amen. It's the mercy of God to us. And during that time, his gospel has gone into all the world of the Gentiles. And many have been saved. Praise God. I don't know how many more to be saved before he comes and takes us home to be with him.
Amen.
But it emphasizes the goodness, the kindness, the mercy of our God to his people. And to the world. And Ezekiel recognizes the mercy of God. And I was left. Think about that. Contemplate that. Of all those that will stand at the great white throne judgment, and I won't be there, only looking on as the redeemed of the Lord. You see. All right. Shall we be dismissed with a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your word. We thank and praise you because your word reveals to us a merciful God. And it reveals to us just how merciful that you've been to I, such a sinner as I. Oh, we're thankful for such passages as Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, by grace you are saved. The other passages that we read tonight dealing with thy mercy, the instances of your mercy bestowed upon Lot, your mercy bestowed upon David, your mercy bestowed upon the people of Israel, your mercy bestowed upon Ezekiel. Oh, help me, Father, that I might be ever more aware of thy mercies in my life, in the lives of this assembly, members of the Grace Baptist Church, Melbourne, Florida, tonight. Dismiss us in your love and care. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.